Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our eating, drinking, and as far as our clothing is concerned. Today we do an incident of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu during the Battle of Trench. Battle of Trench, we know, has two names. One is famously, we know, is Khandaq, Battle of the Trench, or Ahzab, the Battle of the Allied Forces. Anyway, here we see in this hadith how little Sahaba sufficed on, and how little Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sufficed on this occasion. And then Allah Ta'ala, as we mentioned yesterday, when a person makes sabr and a person perseveres, Allah Ta'ala provides from his unseen sources. Sometimes a person sees it immediately, and if he doesn't see it immediately, definitely he'll see it in the akhirat, but Allah Ta'ala provides for him. So anyway, here we also see a mu'ajiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'ajiza we normally translate as a supernatural act. But remember, supernatural act with the permission of Allah Ta'ala. And when it's performed by a Nabi, then it's known as a mu'jiza. If it is performed by a wali, a friend of Allah Ta'ala, it is known as a karamat. So that's a different. If it's supernatural act performed by a wali, known as a karamat. And if it's performed by a Nabi, it's known as a mu'jiza. Anyway, the incident, there's two parts of this hadith. Because it's long, we'll do one today. And tomorrow we'll do, inshallah, the same hadith, but with a different variation. In other words, slightly different narration in the hadith. So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that during the battle of the trench, we were digging when a huge rock appeared. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, a huge rock has appeared in the trench. First lesson we learn is that when they were digging, they found this rock. They were battling. It was a big rock. Now they didn't have earth moving equipment like we have to break and bust rocks. They were manually digging. So the first thing they did was, when they had a problem, what they did is they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for mashura. First lesson we learn is, ever we have any issues, they go for mashura. There's nothing to feel shy about. Yeah, they found a rock that they couldn't break. What they went immediately to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for mashura. So they went to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, I'm coming down. I'm personally coming down. He stood up and a stone was tied to his stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stomach, it was a stone at that time, tied to his stomach. Why? Because to hold back the hunger, if the stomach is feeling depressed in, tied to the stone, and the pangs of hunger are not so severe. So to hold back the pangs of hunger, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the stone tied to his stomach. We had been busy for 3 days without eating a morsel. As Jabir radiallahu anhu said, 3 days we were busy digging the trench to save. Sometimes we just go there on ziyarat, this khandaq, look at the masjid, 7 masjids, and we carry on. Don't think how much of sacrifice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba made to defend Islam, so that today when we go to Madinah Sharif, we can enjoy the beautiful breeze of Madinah and the effects. But there was a lot of qurbani that went behind the place. So anyway, and for our deen, we had been busy for 3 days without eating a morsel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a spade and he struck the rock, reducing it into a heap of sand. One shot, that whole rock was broken into a heap of sand. This was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with that type of strength also. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please allow me to go to my house. As Jabir radiallahu anhu, when he saw this, out of compassion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so hungry, he's got a stone tied to his stomach, he could see that, he would say, please allow me to go to my house. Again, taking permission from Rasulullah, he didn't, if he wanted to, he could have just gone to his house and tried to arrange some meal for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he took permission, he came and asked Rasulullah, please allow me to go to my house. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him. He said, I then said to my wife, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a condition that I cannot bear it. This was love. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that condition when he says he couldn't bear it. In other words, seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this. So he asked his wife, do you have any food? She replied, I have some barley and a lamb. So he says, I slaughtered the lamb and ground the barley, and we then place the meat into a pot. Another lesson we learn from here, the domestic work is not only for the wife at home. We should also get involved and also assist where we can assist. Allah Ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. That here personally, he said, that he went and he slaughtered the lamb and he took the, and he ground the barley. Why grind the barley? To make some type of a roti or make a naan. The lamb will make the meat, but together with the meat, you need some type of naan. So therefore, he ground the barley, and we then placed the meat into a pot. I went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the dough was kneaded. So the dough was kneaded, was ready to be baked. wasn't put yet in the oven. Why? It was hot when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes. He was hoping to invite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and a few sahaba. When they come, then we'll put it in the oven. So he says, when the dough was kneaded and ready, he says, I went to call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I said to him, I've prepared a little food, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So come with one or two men. This was his message, that I prepared some food at my house. You come with one or two men to come and eat. Now remember that Khandaq wasn't far out of Medina Sharif. It was there. If you travel, we'll see. It was very near. It wasn't far out. So he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you come with one or two people home. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked him, how much did you prepare? Now look at the love and the foresight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He had his sahaba in mind. He had all his sahaba in mind. He could have gone. If it was one of us, we think that we are special, we are being invited, let us go. But he didn't want to go without his sahaba. So he had his sahaba in mind, that these are my companions. They are also hungry. So he asked Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, how much did you prepare? So I told him, and he said, it is enough, it is much, and it is excellent. Now Nabi is telling him already, to keep him at ease, that don't worry, you prepared enough, you prepared much, and it is excellent. But he gave him a message. He says, go and tell your wife not to remove the pot or the bread from the oven. The pot was there, don't remove that and the bread. In other words, you put now the bread in the oven, the pot that you got on, don't remove it from that oven until I come. In other words, until I come, you don't move it from there. So he then announced, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he himself made an announcement, proceed, and all the muhajireen and all the ansar stood up, and I went to my wife and said to her, bless you. And in other words, Allah Ta'ala grant you barakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the muhajireen, the ansar, and all those that were with him are all to come. All of them are coming. Imagine, he told them, come with one or two people, and everyone is coming. In the next generation, we'll see that there were 1,000 of them. Imagine, 1,000 of them coming to eat by his house. So she asked him, did he ask you, did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ask you about this? I replied, yes. So imagine, he's telling his wife, yes. Now she also, sahabiya, iman was of that level. Any one of our women would have got gabrats, would have got worried, that what is happening here? She understood, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, Allah ta'ala will take care of the situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, to the sahaba, enter but do not crowd the house. In other words, enter, eat, move. Enter, eat, move. Later. Don't overcrowd the house. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the sahaba. Enter but do not crowd. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself began breaking the bread. That naan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began breaking the bread, placing pieces of meat on it, and he served it himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was serving. In the tomorrow's riwayat, we'll see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put some of his mubarak saliva into that pot also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for barakat on that occasion. He began breaking the bread, placing meat on it, and he covered the pot. And even each time he took something from them, he took something, in other words, every time he was taking, he covered the pot, and he was feeding and distributing the meals himself. He would then offer it to his sahaba. Whatever he would take, he would offer it to his sahaba, and he would take out some more. Take out more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing the dishing out. He continued breaking pieces of bread and placing meat on them until all of them were satisfied and some still remained. There was still more left in the pot. There was still more food after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam served everyone. He said to her, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, behind the parda, he said to the wife of the woman of the house, eat this, that whatever is left, you all eat it, and give some away also as a gift, because people have been afflicted with severe hunger. So much was left, that you all also eat now, and you all give whatever is left away, as sadaqah, as charity, because people are generally suffering with a lot of hunger. Now this was, tomorrow we'll do a next part of it also, another narration, slightly different variation, but shows us that what level of taqwa, what level of tawakkul, what level of love sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn how much of love he had for them. Which king in the world, which prime minister in the world, which minister in the world will sit with the people, feed them himself, take care of them, and worry about their concern and their well-being? This was nothing but a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why this, up till now, such an attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant us also a close attachment with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was because of his way, his style, his character, his akhlaq, that he won the people over. Imagine the leader doing such a thing. People wouldn't, in front of them are seeing that this is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making a'mal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.